So as I said last time, that this practice of yoga nidra is called the sleepless sleep. So it's really a practice to help cultivate this really deep resting, but at the same time keeping a brightness. So it's like going into the deeper places, but also having an alertness. So it's like this deep rest, but also this brightness. The actual Hindu iconography of Yoga Nidra is of a very beautiful god lying back in this ocean of milk. And as he's lying in this ocean of milk, these beautiful women are serving him. And he also has this like wild flower growing out of his solar plexus. So it's like in this deep rest, his belly really starts to open up and kind of sprout. Meanwhile, he's bathing in this ocean of milk. So I think this helps us to trust that as we keep resting down and down, that something can rise up to really support. So feeling your whole body lying here on the ground. And just having a sense of your whole self embodied in your body and lying here on the ground. And lying here very much in your own space. Almost as if you were lying in your own bedroom. Open yourself to any sounds that might be happening outside the room. Really letting the sounds come to you. And registering one sound and then letting it go. And allowing another sound to come. Staying very nestled in your own skin, but just allowing any sounds to come to you. And then bringing your awareness to any sounds that might be happening inside your own body. The sound of your breath. Can you pick up the sound of your heartbeat? Just being available for these sounds. being quietly but intensely available for these sounds. And then bringing your awareness to your chest area, to your heart area. And once again, we do the sankalpa. So just in this space, just allowing for a wish that you have for yourself to rise up. Just something that you would genuinely love to cultivate in yourself. And just gently repeating this wish to yourself 3 times. It's like a seed where putting into fertile ground here in this retreat. And then freshly, as if you're doing it for the first time, with some kind of fresh curiosity, bringing your awareness to your right hand thumb. And feeling any life in your right hand thumb. And then feeling your right pointing finger. And then your right middle finger. And then your right ring finger. Feeling any sensation in your right hand ring finger. And then your little finger. And feeling very clearly but restfully any sensations in your right hand palm. And all along your right forearm, travelling delicately, but with a kind of precision, your awareness up your right forearm, into your right elbow. And then feeling all along your right upper arm. Feeling from the inside, your right upper arm, up into your right shoulder. Feeling any sensation in your right shoulder. And feeling the whole of the right side of your chest. Very clearly feeling any sensation in the right side of your chest. Then the right side of your ribs. Just delicately tracking your awareness along the right side of your ribs. And then what is happening in the right side of your belly? What life right now is showing itself in the right side of your belly? and your right pelvis. Feeling into your right pelvis. And feeling along the right side of your thigh, your right thigh. And can your right thigh rest any more into the ground? And feeling your right knee. And from your right knee, feeling yourself all the way down your right shin. And how gently can you bring your awareness to your right foot? And feeling any sensation in your right foot. And your right big toe. And then your second toe. And how distinctly can you feel your third toe? And your fourth toe. And your right little toe. And letting the right side go and coming upon your left thumb, bringing the torch of your awareness to your left thumb. And your left pointing finger. And feeling your left middle finger. And your left ring finger. And how distinctly can you feel your left little finger? And can you feel the deep receptivity in your left palm? And then kindly traveling your awareness up your left forearm into your elbow. And feeling the way your left upper arm makes contact with the ground. Just feeling the whole of your left upper arm. And the way it moves into your left shoulder. And feeling any life in your left shoulder. And bringing your awareness to the left side of your chest. Feeling into the left side of your chest. And all the way down your left ribs. Bringing the sensitivity to your left ribs. And what is happening in the left side of your belly? Feeling the left side of your belly. And letting that go and feeling the left side of your pelvis. And from your pelvis all the way down your left thigh. and feeling the contact your left thigh makes with the ground. And feeling your left knee. How clearly can you feel your left knee? And how gently can you feel the left side of your shin? Your left shin. Traveling your awareness down your left shin into your left foot. And staying relaxed, but feeling the life in your left foot. And your left big toe. Can you fill out your left big toe with your awareness? And your left second toe. Third toe. Fourth toe. And feeling your left little toe. And then feeling both soles of your feet at the same time. Feeling the soles of both of your feet. These feet that have been doing so much walking meditation. Just feeling any sensations in the soles of your feet. And feeling if your calves, both calves, can soften any more into the ground. And the backs of both of your knees. Can there be any releasing in the back of both of your knees? And the back of both of your thighs. Can you let your thighs fall deeper into the ground? And feeling the whole of your pelvis, the bowl of your pelvis resting into the ground. And then feeling your lower back. Can your lower back soften any more into the ground? And feeling the whole middle of your back. Feeling the way the whole middle of your back makes contact with the ground. And can you feel both shoulder blades? Can you clearly make out both of your shoulder blades and the way they rest like little triangles against the ground? And feeling your shoulders peeling back and softening deeper into the ground. And feeling your whole head, your whole skull. Feeling where the back of your head, the back of your skull makes contact with the ground. And can you give your head any more over to the ground? Really trusting that the ground can take your head. And feeling any sensations that might be happening in the top of your head. Again, in a very relaxed way, but bringing an alertness to the top of your head. And then feeling your whole forehead. Feeling any life in your forehead. And then feeling your eyes. Can your eyes rest back towards the back of your skull? Really letting your eyes soften towards the back of your head. And then feeling your whole cheekbones. Very quietly just feeling your whole cheekbones. And feeling your nose. Then feeling your upper lip. Feeling the softness of your upper lip. And feeling your lower lip. And feeling where your lips meet. And then feeling your chin. And then feeling all down your throat. Just spaciously and tenderly feeling any feeling in your throat. And then from the softness of your throat, feeling down to the back of your throat and coming upon your spine. Feeling your spine in the back of your throat, if possible. Having any kind of sense of your spine here, this strong backbone that supports you. And tracking very delicately all the way down your spine, this astonishing spine that we have, feeling your awareness tracking down your spine through your rib cage, down through your belly, and down into your pelvis. You can have a sense of feeling the whole of your spine lying here on the ground. The whole of your spine lying here at the core of you on the ground. And then coming into your lower belly, into your hara. And feeling the atmosphere of your lower belly. Just letting your pelvis relax into the ground and just feeling any life in your lower belly. This lower belly hara, life force, feeling your life there. Feeling what quality of sensations are happening in your lower belly. And does your lower belly have a colour? And in no way trying to find the colour, but just seeing if there's any colour right now in your lower belly. And then very tenderly and very quietly, but very clearly, bringing your awareness from your hara, your lower belly, up, staying deeply inside yourself, up to your solar plexus. This place where that God's flower sprouted from. And just feeling any quality inside your solar plexus. Just letting your awareness hover there, undemanding, and just feeling any life in your solar plexus. And does your solar plexus have a colour? And then from your solar plexus, from the inside of yourself, moving your awareness up into your heart. And letting your awareness settle deep into your own heart. And just feeling any sensations inside your heart. And just letting any sensations that are happening there inside your heart, can you just let them be there as they are? And does your heart right now have a colour? And then letting go of your heart and just letting yourself rest deeper and deeper. Just letting yourself fall deeper and deeper. Just resting down deep inside your own self. And just letting yourself rest. And then slowly, just coming back to a sense of the outline of your own body. Coming back to feeling yourself through your whole body. From the tips of your toes, all the way up your legs, your belly, your chest, and your head. Lying here now, in this room, with all these other people lying here next to you. Just lying here in the room, deep in yourself, with all these other people around. Engaging in this practice. And coming once again to your heart area. And bringing to mind your wish. Very quietly repeating it to yourself, staying deeply settled 3 times. And once again, making room for any sounds that are happening inside your own body. Breath, heartbeat. And then allowing any sound from outside of you to register within your own field of awareness. And bringing some gentle movement to the soles of your feet, to your hands. You're just slowly bringing yourself back to life. Maybe just rolling your head side to side. In your own time, just rolling yourself over to your right side. And just staying with this milky theme, I have a poem by Rumi. And he kind of likens meditation to drawing in milk. So he says, held like this, to draw in milk. No will. Held like this to draw in milk, no will. Tasting clouds of milk. Never so content. And then one more poem. A new moon, like a sliver of milk, teaches gradualness and deliberation and how to give birth to oneself slowly. Patience with the small details makes perfect a large work like the universe.